94.7 The Wave. Pat Prescott and you enjoying another beautiful Southern California sunrise. And we have a very special guest this morning. He has a very famous last name. You know, I'd hate to be the untalented person in the Arquette family. But today we're going to talk to this fourth generation actor who has appeared in dozens of feature films, including Dream with the Fishes and Never Die Alone. And David joins us today to talk about a very special event. Good morning. How you doing, David Arquette?
Hey, thank you, Pat. Good morning.
It's good to talk to you. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you very much, Ishii.
And we're excited to have you take time to call us. David and his sister Patricia are going to be host for the We Are One benefit concert. It's happening at the Music Center, Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, on Thursday, April 12th, featuring performances by some pretty good talent. Sheila E., her dad, Pete Escovedo, Saida Garrett, great singer and songwriter, Judith Hill, and Mexican music royalty, Lupita Infante. This is a great event, and I know that you're a strong advocate for arts education. How did this partnership with LAUSD start for you?
Well, I started going to school there. I guess that's when I first started. But my sister Patricia's really an activist about different things and brought this to my attention. And arts are just so important for people to be creative, to, you know, 1 in 6 jobs in LA County are in the creative industry. So just to give kids a pathway that way.
Yeah, no, it's meant a lot to your family. And for kids, and I mean, think about back to growing up, what it meant to you to be able to be involved in the arts. You know, it might have kept you out of some trouble there, huh?
It absolutely did. Yeah, I was like doing graffiti and running around breakdancing and getting into trouble. And I was going to Fairfax High School at the time, and they said, we're doing this play. And then I got involved in the drama industry, and it totally changed the course of my life. I started doing competitions with them and plays after school, and it just kind of got me really in the right direction. And not to mention art as well. I went to the art magnet class at Fairfax, and I don't get to tell you enough about how much it just enhanced my life in general, just having art in your life and going to LACMA or whatever.
And it's funny, too, like when you're growing up and, you know, because I know for our parents, like they took us to the opera and to these art exhibits and all this stuff. And at the time, I mean, I wasn't always into all of that. But later on, when you get older, it really starts to kick in how important those experiences were.
Absolutely. Some of those experiences are what stick out in my mind as my fondest memories growing up. It's a really great event. We're just trying to raise money and awareness, make sure that we put our tax dollars toward having an arts education. You know, there's all these robots are coming. Do you know robots are coming?
They are. They're here, David.
They're here. And they're going to take up a lot of the jobs, lawyer jobs and whatnot. We need more creative people because there's certain things that a robot can't do.
Amen to that. We're talking to actor David Arquette this morning. He and his sister Patricia are hosts for the We Are One benefit concert that's happening at the Music Center on Thursday, April 12th. How cool is it to be able to do a project like this along with your sister and an excuse for you guys to hang out together?
It's really great. I love supporting her and whatever she's passionate about, so it's great to connect. And it will be a great event with performances, wonderful speakers.
And on another subject, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the Survivor's Guide to Prison, and I know this is something you're very passionate about. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. It's out right now. It was number one on Amazon for a few weeks, so we were really excited about that. It's a documentary that takes a look at the failing prison system. It's called Survivor's Guide to Prison because along the way, we just give you pointers like what to do if you encounter an out-of-control officer and certain things that hopefully lessen the situation that you're in. You know, like hopefully you can get a lawyer or make bail or whatever it is. Terrible system that we have, and it's not working. And I mean, talk about creative expression. Like if we could have programs like that inside prison system, get the recidivism rate down so people do not go back if they've ever been in before. So whatever we can do to help people heal so they could understand, like, and find a better pathway for their life.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great information in this film, you know, because a lot of people really don't know what to do in those situations. And it's something that really needs to be taught and talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most important things going on right now, in my opinion.
Well, we appreciate all of your contributions to our society, David, along with your great acting work. Don't miss the We Are One benefit concert at the Music Center, Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Thursday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. p.m. To get your tickets, just go to musiccenter.org, or you can call 213-972-8550. But we'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Music Center, David.
Thank you, Pat, and thanks for all you do, being music to the people and just being creative, supportive yourself.
Appreciate it. We've been talking to David Arquette this morning. I'm Pat Prescott. More music coming up for you on The Waves Morning Show.